You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, resource consents were approved for a $3.5 billion AI centre to be constructed near Invercargill. While most of the commentary around the data centre is discussing how it could benefit New Zealand's economy or connectivity, few are discussing the potential environmental ramifications. While the consent applications aren't public, data centres overseas have been known to have varying degrees of environmental impact, including pulling drinking water out of communities and farmlands and subsequently creating droughts and increasing temperatures. To evaluate how a data centre could operate in New Zealand, I spoke to Director of Pūtahi Research, a consulting firm specialising in water and climate resilience, Daniel Collins. We've seen announcements about a data centre opening in Southland. Overseas, while data centres have been known to bring some economic and connectivity benefits, there are also some concerns around how they use water. How do data centres use water, and is that something that we should be concerned about here?
Sure. So you're right, data centres do use water, and they can use a lot of water. Mainly they use it in two ways. To cool the equipment, computers can get very hot when they're running intensely, but they can also use water, certainly in New Zealand, because of the electricity they use here is mostly generated by hydropower.
And when we're considering how the water usage would compare to our local infrastructure, do we have the water resources necessary to provide for a data centre, or is there more infrastructure that needs to be put in place?
That's a good question. I wouldn't be able to answer all of that. I do know that the aquifer that the water would come from for the data centre has low demand. So that's something. And apparently the regional council down there, Environment Southland, has given the a thumbs up for the water take. But what that really means, it's hard to say. I think the take is about 7 litres per second, which is about 220 million litres per year. Sounds like a big number. It probably is. It is. But what the implications for that are, it's hard to say.
And what happens to this water after it's been used by the AI data centre?
Sure. Now, I can't say as an expert how they will dispose of the wastewater, and there will be plenty to dispose of. It will be hotter than usual. They'll have to treat. They'll probably have to treat it in some way. They may try and get it to infiltrate back into the ground, but then there's that raises a red flag about a neighbouring wetland, and the hydrology may change, and what will effect that will have on their ecology, I do not know, but it's an important question.
And there's also concerns about our national electricity infrastructure, because data centres, as you mentioned, use a lot of power. Would creating a data centre down in Southland, could it divert power away from our city centres, which are using quite a lot of electricity already?
Well, It probably would. This gets to on the verges of my expertise, but sure, there's a finite resource, and if someone uses it, someone else can't. It is going to be also a big question in terms of our dry year problem, which has probably been discussed about recently regarding the energy proposals in Taranaki. The data centre is probably going to need the water, or the electricity rather, continually to run the centre. But what happens in a dry year when the hydro lakes are low, and in winter when electricity demand is high? It's an important question.
And because most of the plans around how this data centre will be constructed and how it will interact with the local infrastructure, these plans haven't come out yet, so a lot of this will be speculation. But do you imagine it will have a significant effect on Southland's electricity infrastructure, water infrastructure, and potentially on people living there?
It's hard to know. Like I said, the aquifer that they'll be taking water from currently has low allocation, so that's a good start, and Southland is wetter than other regions, so that's also a good start. But again, we're just talking about water, there are other aspects too. Electricity is basically national, so it's being close to a hydropower station isn't really a big deal. In terms of other water users, there could be an issue if they pump up water deep from deep underground and dispose of it in shallow. That could well rise the water level of the wetland. Water determines a lot of the ecology in wetlands, so you can expect a change there for competing uses. But also, I realised that in December last year, parts of Southland had water restrictions. So even though in some times of year maybe there's low water allocation, there can still be water shortages. So it's, again, another question that I don't have an answer to.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Well, in relation to the water and the electricity, there's another thought perhaps people should think about is social license. We haven't thought about much about whether or not we want data centres in New Zealand so much. Social license comes up in terms of, say, water bottling or irrigation for dairy. Both of those have enough social license to go ahead, but it could well be that because the computations for the data centre are going to be sent overseas to Australia, I believe, there's the question about whether people want this type of facility in New Zealand.
That was Daniel Collins, the director of Pūtahi Research, a consulting firm specialising in water and climate resilience, speaking to me about how an AI data centre could operate in New Zealand after resource consents were approved for one in Southland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.